Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. We're all especially grateful this morning, are we not? Big concepts today that I'll tie into other big concepts. And you'll leave feeling a little more enlightened, I hope. At times a little confused. Hopefully motivated. We're going to pick off with the other side of where we left off last week. Last week, I did a show, and if you haven't heard the show, go hear the show. I did a show on the pineal gland, the seat of the soul, as Rene Descartes termed it. And my intention there was to give you something you could relate to Monday morning, last Monday morning, meaning that God put, nature put, evolution put, something divine just behind the ventricular system, the pumping mechanism of the brain, that being the pineal gland, that no doubt millennium of institutions have had a special place for. And I put pictures of the Vatican and the pine cone on the front stoop of the Vatican, the all-seeing eye on the back of the American dollar bill, made references to the pyramids, ancient Egypt, perhaps far more ancient than we suspect. My point was, mankind has always known that human potential is not merely some ethereal word that you chant in mass or in communion with whatever belief system you espouse. It's not just that. It's not just ethereal. It's locked into the physical body. And science today understands this on very deep levels. But that's not the science you're getting. And it's not translating to your doctors. It's not translating to your classrooms. But it's there. I'll tell you one thing. It was there at one time if you could translate back long enough in Scripture. But few of us have the time to learn the ancient languages, because the ancient languages were not languages, they were symbolisms. Chinese medicine, but Aramaic, hieroglyphic, Sanskrit. If we trace language back as far as language begins, all across the globe, language was not what we understand it today. Language was something that was more akin to poetry. I'll call it hieroglyphics. I'll call it pictographs, not just words. And those words in those testaments going back a long time ago talked about the pineal gland. It talked about a place in the center of the brain that ran the show. Now, we know this is true today because we take animals and we cut the wires to these central intelligence spots. We cut the wires, the nerves, to the pineal. We cut them, and let me introduce today's show on the hypothalamus. We cut the nerves to the hypothalamus. We cut the connections to the pituitary. We play around, and then we figure out what these things do. So today's show is about the hypothalamus and the pituitary, the central intelligence agency of the body. And they are always talking or trying to talk or in communion with the ventricular system of the brain and with the pineal gland. you can get this symphony, if you can understand the orchestra, if you can understand how human potential is locked into these places, you've done well today. Very well. And you need to do very well today because the future may challenge you. And we all have that suspicion that the future will challenge us. Well, the theme of this show is education. There's an education you're not getting. Definitely as a consumer, you're not getting it. You're not even getting it as a doctor. So welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're new to the show, straighttalk.cc, 2ts.cc. Get on the website. Get to the archives. Take a look at the pictures. Make sure you're looking at the pictures today. If you're driving and this is your first time, welcome. I'm going to describe things as best I can, but get to the pictures. Okay, where is the hypothalamus? Let's get some anatomy going here. Look at picture number one. Big, gorgeous picture of the brain. All those colored things there. That's the front half of your brain. You're looking at a sagittal cut. That's the side. If you take a head and you cut it in half and then you look into the side, that's what you're looking at right now. That's easy to understand. And if you're looking at that picture on the right-hand side, that's kind of where your nose is. Your frontal lobe is in the right-hand side of that picture, if you're looking at it, picture number one. In the back there, it's the back of your head. That thing that looks like a cauliflower, that's your cerebellum. That's on the back, just behind the back of your head. So you're oriented now. Now, where you see those colored little circles, that's the hypothalamus gland. Hypothalamus, the central intelligence of the body. And you're going to understand why. Does big things. Big things. Talk to that hypothalamus. I'll introduce a term. Talk to your hypothalamus. Don't fantasize about talking to your hypothalamus. Get in touch with your hypothalamic intelligences. I'll introduce a word, a phrase, an axiom, a concept. Talk to your hypothalamus. You had an opportunity last night to talk to your hypothalamus, but in your innocence, you just didn't talk to your hypothalamus. Or you what? You would have known that we were going to have a quake. An earthquake. Oh, that's preposterous. That's psychic. That's esoteric. That's occult. That's nonsense. How about this one? Go to Google and do a search. Can animals predict earthquakes? How many of you had cats? How many of you have dogs? How many of you have animals? How many of you have birds? Birds especially. Check the show last week. Birds fly magnetically. They know where they're going because they have a magnet in their head. That magnet is very pinealian oriented. It's related to the pineal intelligence. The hypothalamic pineal intelligence. The pituitary is an errand boy. It's clerk. The only reason you ever hear of the pituitary is because the pituitary is encased in bone called the sella turcica of the sphenoid bone. We'll have you see pictures of that today. And what you get with a pituitary tumor is a compression. As the pituitary expands out, it gets crushed into its encasement in the sella turcica, the Turkish saddle, as the Latins would call it, of the sphenoid bone. And this creates all sorts of problems, acromegaly, various sorts of endocrine glandular disorders. That's the only reason you hear that word, but the pituitary. For those of you who know the word and those who don't, the pituitary is a clerk. A clerk at 7-Eleven. It doesn't think, it functions. The brains of the organization is the hypothalamus. And if your hypothalamus is fortunate enough to be talking to your pineal gland, well, then you can start to understand health. So take a look at that anatomy. That's picture one. Now let's look at picture two. Picture two is a blow up of picture one. where those colored things were in picture one. Now, that's picture number two. Again, on the right of picture two, you don't see it, but that's where your nose would be. So if you put your fingers right between your eyebrows and you go back about 3 inches, you are looking at picture number two. And this is a sagittal cut, meaning you got to cut down through the head, open it up like a book, and look in through the side. And so you see on the bottom, the pituitary gland. You see where those colored things are. Those colored things are specialized centers in the hypothalamus. They're nuclei. We call them nuclei, meaning if you move from the green one to the red one to the green one to the turquoise one to the dark blue one to the yellow one, each of them is doing something else. You want to know where the fringe of neuroanatomy is? Would you like to know where the fringe of science is? The fringe of human understanding? The frontier? It's right there. You're looking at it. We don't have a science. We do not have a science yet that truly understands what's going on there. We have all sorts of interesting things that happen when we cut the wires to those multicolored little pieces there. When we cut them out, or we cut the nerves to them, and there are nerves through the autonomic nervous system, a word I hope you're very comfortable with. As we cut those nerves, those centers don't do what they're supposed to do, and all of a sudden, the little mouse in the cage is eating its leg, or it's not sleeping, or it's clapping like a seal, or it's running around and running around and running around the cage until it drops. This is how we learn what these things do, but the specifics of that, the mechanisms, the chemistry, forget it. We've got it, but we don't. But we know it's there. It's there. It's alive. And when it's not functioning, you don't function. You don't function intelligently. Now, listen, you can get on YouTube and you can get on Google and you can do searches on how if you get your brain mashed up in an accident, the hypothalamus isn't going to work and you're going to have big problems. Go do that. That's not what this show is about. This show is about, ultimately, it's about your potential to heal. But intermediately speaking, this show is about what happens if your hypothalamus doesn't function optimally, because no one's going to tell you that. Your doctor isn't. Your chiropractor may, if you have a great one. If he's even better than that, he may know what to do about it. Certainly your nutritionist will have only a marginal clue. And if they're trying to fix it nutritionally, they truly have no clue. But that the herb you swallow and the food choice you make in the interest of giving you energy or memory or a way out of your autoimmune disease or a way out of your cancer or a way out of your heart disease or a way out of anything, a way out of your depression, all those choices are subject to the optimal function of exactly what you're looking at, picture number two. This is not esoteric jargon. This is not nonsense. This is not something to forget about. This is not something like that flash of inspiration you may have had yesterday. How many people didn't feel normal yesterday? Normal. I mean, like you just didn't click. Like you just didn't know what day of the week it was. Like it didn't feel like a Friday. Like something felt off. Like you had extra irritation in your body. Like you stopped around 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you said, what is this today? I don't feel right. There's no reason for me to feel like this. If that was you, pat yourself on the back. At least you were getting in touch. Because you were sensing what happened last night. It was coming. And your animals are way ahead of us. You know why? They're not worried about their love life. They're not worried about who stepped on their foot.